When I was 18 years old, I did this play in college, and
were you Violet?
I was Violet. No, I was little Charles, which is why I was extra offended by the miscasting of Benedict Cumberbatch. But
you would have done better.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think I didn't know. I you know, who has real perspective on their college theater productions enough to say whether they were good or bad? But, you know, I think I did all right for an 18-year-old. Deanna Dunnigan, I went to school in the Midwest, and Deanna Dunnigan's a Chicago actress, I feel like, primarily, and came out to see the production. And it was like this all exciting thing of like, oh, the original Violet is here to see our show. But it coincided with the University of Michigan being in the championship for their basketball team, which was going on. The final game was going on while we were supposed to be doing this talk back with Deanna Dunnigan after the show. And especially like college students generally are very into these like actor networking things at theater school. If there's like if there's some sort of working artist there, it's like, oh my God, this could be my op. And it's like, it doesn't matter. You know, it's cool to talk to them, but like, it's not going to do anything for your career. But that's not how 20 somethings feel about it at the time. So everyone was so fucking excited about this Deanna Dunnigan thing, except that it was this huge game happening. And so everyone's like sitting in an empty classroom after the show asking Deanna Dunnigan questions, but every 5 seconds someone is getting up to, scare quotes, go to the bathroom and like check in on the status of the game in the dressing room next door, to the point where Deanna Dunnigan was like, where is everyone going? Like, what is going on? And we got totally chewed out by our teachers for being like, that was one of the most unbelievably rude things I've ever seen a group of students do to a guest artist, and which is totally fair.
That's so
it
funny.
Was a completely unacceptable way to treat Tony Award winner Deanna Dunnigan.
I had
well, I'll pass something along for you. Try to make
just
make
let
it
her
right.
know that I'm really sorry about that.
I had something similar happen in my senior year production of Bye Bye Birdie in high school, where our football team was going.
Conrad Birdie came to see your show?
Came to see the show.
Oh my God.
We put on a whole show and he ran off with one of the teenagers. It was a whole big thing.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, it was so fucked up, but it's the events of Bye Bye Birdie.
How sincere was it?
It really sincere. And if you feel it in here, then it's got to be right. Our football team was going to state, had like just won the game that would secure their rights to go to state. And the way that like Warrenton High School was set up was like the theater, which was in the lunchroom, was right adjacent to the bleachers and the football field outside. So like after the out of town game, the whole team and like hundreds of people in the town, like, flood the bleachers, flood the outside. So there's all this like noise pollution coming in during the show. They're literally like launching off cannons in the middle of our production of like Bye Bye Birdie. And you know, if you're an actor on stage, you have to make a choice. I'm like, do I acknowledge the cannons and make it part of the play? Or are we just going to barrel past
this?
Did you? And it was,
what did you do?
Listen, I'm a bit of a ham, and I'm like, yeah, we got to make it up. And it's like, oh, this town's going to the pits. You know what I mean?
I love it.
Like,
I'm nice. So happy you did.
Nice ad lib, Kevin.
Thank
that
you
was
so much.
That was absolutely the move. Yeah, that
I can't
was
remember if that
move.
Was senior night or not, but I pulled some shit senior night of Bye Bye Birdie. I made some big creative decisions that I did not run by the director of Bye Bye Birdie. I went off book a lot.